Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Gomez, G-O-M-E-S. Ricardo Gomez is a 39-year-old male who reports he injured his left index finger at work on 6-2-23, but at that time he was using his right hand to operate a device when the blade was accidentally activated. This resulted in slicing the left index finger on the solar panel rails. Barrett did go to the emergency room the same day. Barrett had further evaluation and treatment, including repair of his laceration. Barrett was diagnosed also with a tiny fracture. Barrett, no surgery was done, and he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Barrett, new paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Gomez was seen at the Spirit Emergency Room on 6-2-23, period. He stated he accidentally cut his left pointer finger at work with a drill, period. Exam found a 2-centimeter laceration on the left index finger, period. This was anesthetized locally and closed with 5 sutures, period. He underwent x-rays that were preliminarily read as demonstrating a small bone fragment. Period. He was a follow-up with orthopedic surgery and have his sutures removed in 7 to 10 days. Period. He was discharged on antibiotic medication. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Gomez was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bundens on 6-2023, period. The actual radiology report from the ER was that there was a 2.2 millimeter radio opaque triangular density at the distal aspect of the second finger in keeping with a radio opaque foreign body. Where there was soft tissue swelling and a fracture fragment was thought to be less likely. Period. Joint alignment and joint spaces were intact and preserved. Period. In paragraph, he did see Dr. Bundens orthopedically at 6-2023. Period. He was currently out of work. Period. He rates his pain at 1-2/10. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with laceration of the left index finger without foreign body with damage to the nail. Period. It was thought he was healing up nicely but still has residual pain with any pressure in that area. Period. He wanted only light duty, otherwise the petitioner would need to remain out of work. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He saw Dr. Bundens through 7-20-23. Period. His finger was feeling a lot better, and he only had mild intermittent pain. Period. He was working light duty in addition to the physical therapy. Period. The incision was completely healed. Period. He had full pressure against resistance without discomfort and also had good motion. Period. He was then discharged from care to full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a faked approximately 1/2 inch scar on the distal radial volar surface of the left index finger. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions or signs of infections. Period. He had mild tenderness to palpation about the tip of the left index finger. Period. Pinprick sensation was intact. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Cervical, normal. With hand dynamometry, he actually had greater strength on the left than on the right. Impressions on 6-2-23. Ricardo Gomez was fastening a solar panel to a customer's roof when the impact gun clamped down on his left hand. Period. He was seen at the emergency room and was found to have a laceration. Period. X-rays were taken and thought to initially identify a small bone fragment. Period. However, Radiology review found it was more likely he had a foreign body. Prepared his wound was sutured, and he followed up with Dr. Bunton's. Prepared this continued through 7/20/23 when he was doing a lot better and had a good clinical exam. Prepared in paragraph, the current clinical exam is virtually benign. Prepared he has some tenderness palpation about the tip of the left index finger that was slightly contradictory to that upon discharge. Period. He did have intact strength and sensation. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left index finger. Period. He has made an excellent functional recovery. Period. End.